and just allowing now for this time and this space and this place where you can calm and comfort and connect within. And just noticing your gentle breathing as that air moves in and out of your body. And as you begin to show some appreciation to that gentle air that's moving in and out of your body, just feel the gratitude as well. And knowing that this is your time and space and place to go within, to comfort and calm the body, to comfort the mind, allow it to become restful, and to imagine and visualize more positive things that allows you to move forward with your life. So with those three deeper breaths now, moving away from your normal natural rhythm of breathing, let's take a deliberate three big deep breaths, slowly and deeply. Three big deep breaths, slowly and deeply, as you begin to release and let go. These deeper breaths set it all in motion, giving you this space and time to let the whole being receive the message of going within. And however you have settled yourself as your normal, natural rhythm of breathing begins to occur, let's get a sense of drawing this comfortable, calm sensation that's very relaxing for you, all around and all through, from your toes to heels, ankles, calves, knees, and thighs. Each and every breath you are releasing and letting go. Each breath drifting deeper. Becoming aware of more comfort. A deeper inner calm begins to form, and it strengthens with every breath. And this comfort sensation now continues flowing up through hips and abs, solar plexus, the entire midsection, releasing and letting go. Each breath drifting deeper. And that deeper inner calm now is joined by a nurturing sensation that goes right along with it and flows upwards through the chest now, all around and all through, into every nook and cranny, comfort and calm, each breath taking you deeper. Into every nook and cranny and all around the heart space, where there's lots more room for goodness to flow as well. And upwards through the shoulders, releasing muscles in front and back on top, just releasing, relaxing, letting go as you drift deeper, soothing and smoothing. And knowing that the deeper you go, the more comfortably calm you become. And the more comfortably calm you become, the deeper you go. So down through the upper arms, the lower arms, the hands, the fingers, release now. As you comfort even more. For there are certain goals that you're reaching for. And it's inevitable you'll reach and attain those goals because you are available and attainable to attract the accomplishment of those goals. And just drifting deeper and deeper now as you turn your attention to the back area and allow that calm comfort to flow across the upper back. Down your spine, strengthening that spine of yours, resiliency all around and all through. And now flowing that calm comfort through the middle back, releasing and deeper and deeper and deeper down into the lower back. All the muscles, tissues, fibers, soothing and smoothing. Smoothing out any rough edges. And then from that lower back area, let's send this comforting all the way down the backside of your body to your feet again. So that in the moment or two, when we count backwards from 5 to 0 with each count, the body prepares you to enter the hypnotic sleep more deeply at 0. And now at the base of your neck, up over the back of your head, the top of your head, all around the crown area, down over your forehead, your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your jaw muscles, facial muscles, releasing and letting go. And now if you like to count down within yourself from 5 to 0, you can. And you also can take one more nice, big, deep, cleansing breath in. And release and let go, becoming twice as comfortable as you already are. Wonder what it might be like now to get a glimpse of yourself. You're at home. Glimpse of yourself in one of the mirrors that you know are there. To imagine standing in front of that mirror and giving yourself some very positive affirmations. To take a look at you, or to imagine getting a sense of you in the mirror and seeing what you see. And telling yourself something very positive. And look deeply into your eyes. And say another couple of positive phrases to yourself. And to really get a sense of noticing about yourself in a positive way, to continue to strengthen the bond, the connection within, from you to you, about you. Looking in the mirror and giving yourself something of value about yourself. Sometimes a phrase like this might encourage you to get a sense of yourself in the mirror and telling yourself you are no less than the stars or the trees. You have a right to be here. To see yourself like a sparkling jewel, a stone, one of a kind, individual. To see yourself in the mirror with the strength of the tallest, largest tree, rooted strongly to the earth. To see yourself lovably, lovable and loving, compassionate and interested in all about what is around you and what comes to you in your life. To see, sense, and feel yourself in the mirror in a positive way. And taking these ideas to build and strengthen our idea that we continually work on and bring about and reinforce, as though to get a sense of yourself as that radiantly healthy you, in strong belief of that, and take it to the top of your symbolic staircase now, and to get a sense of being in the image of yourself as radiantly healthy. And feeling as though you have received some of those positive statements that you told yourself when you looked into the mirror at yourself. And when you now get a sense of yourself in the image of radiant health, you're stronger and feeling more self-assured, more confident, having received these positive statements from yourself. And every step down your symbolic staircase brings about a deeper feeling of connection, a deeper feeling of radiantly healthy you. And every step down reinforces these ideas with the left foot first at 20, going down 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0, drifting deeper now. And as you drift deeper, deeper down into the positive domain, negatives have completely dissipated and disintegrated. And you can hold forth to a more positive feeling within for having gazed at yourself in the mirror. And you begin to realize that you are in this right here and now time, and negatives of the past are no longer with you. They're over, done, and gone. The past is over, done, and gone. That's why they call it the past. And you're going forward on your positive path to discover more, to find out more positive information that can flow all around and all through you in ways that go beyond. Because of where you are right here, right now, the door of your imagination opens even wider. And in the deepest comfort now, it is possible to become even more deeply comfortable. And in that more deeply comfortable state, all around and all through, the door of the imagination opens very, very wide, and sensory experience becomes heightened. And the door opens so wide today that it includes perhaps a feeling of another time and another place where deep healing happened in the deepest comfort state. So imagining it all, there's a sense of walking up to a large golden pyramid and being greeted at the small dark opening by gentle attendants. A wave of even more comfort and security comes all around. Now, you're noticing everything with all of your senses, because if you were going to describe this experience to a friend of yours later, you'd want to remember as many details as you can. So just begin noticing everything. How it feels to be there, meeting and greeting these gentle attendants who seem to be taking you. And there's still even more comfort, security that comes all around. And so you're just noticing how it feels and what's happening. It's as though you're being led through passageways to another chamber where the gentle attendants motion you to a pedestal. Flickering lights all around the edges of the chamber. Torches on the wall. Somehow you know this is where to be, that something wondrous is just about to happen. And you're noticing how it feels to be in this experience of deep within the golden pyramid. Just noticing it all. And your motion to sort of stretch out and lie on the pedestal. And the gentle attendants are sort of moving around you, doing what they do for some sort of ritual of the positive. For it can only feel that way for you. And what are you noticing about that? They're moving around you, doing what they do, some sort of ritual that's positively affecting you. All of your senses seem very enhanced now. And a vibrant blue light with an intensity never seen before, appears all around the pedestal. And it's like that vibrant blue light is sending some sort of energetic goodness all around and all through you. And you notice that that intense blue light that's very vibrant seems to take away any discomfort of any kind. It flows in and out of you like waves, coming in and then going out, coming in and then going out. And you're drifting into a deep, deep, even deeper comfort state right now. And just noticing as it continues what more you might even tell a friend about this other world healing experience. Allowing it, receiving it, and connecting to it. It flows in and out of your being, that vibrant blue light. And so you just allow yourself to take some deeper moments of healing science, of healing silence right now. And when you have a kind of sense of another someone that's entered the chamber who comes to sit cross-legged at the top of where your head is, so they're right in back of your head, and as though as they move their hands alongside your cheek, and one hand places on your chest and another on your forehead, you get the definite sense of some sort of ancient mystic sage, a sage of deep ancient wisdom, is there administering to you in some way that is very positive, some way that is deeply reaching you. And some words of truth will come through to you as you allow for it, as this mystic, ancient sage has a hand on your forehead and a hand on your chest. And you're just breathing deeply, more comfortably than you've ever been before. Deep inner comfort as this ritual of the positive takes effect. And at some point, just as sort of easily he came, he easily leaves this ancient mystic sage of wisdom. Whispers something definitely, though, in your ear before he leaves. Whispers something of importance for you, specifically for you. And you hear, accept, and understand. And then waves of the blue light come through to you again, in and out, in and out. And more of what is just right for you to know is coming to you. And in a few moments, when it seems to be the fulfillment of this special time in all its totality and unity, as though you are helped up by the attendants and feeling some sort of completeness, totality and unity of this experience, you are led back through the passageways. And out through the small opening, and just a quick turn to the left, you enter into another secluded area that's interesting in the way it's presented itself. For there, in a golden frame, is a mirror. And when you come up to this mirror, you realize it is a mirror of discovery. And there's a friendly attendant who's still with you, explaining. So that now looking in this mirror shows something meaningful. What you might see. It could be yourself or something else. But it's as though a new path is opening up for discovering more. Whether it's about discovering more for yourself, or about you, or about your path and what's right around the corner as you leave this space and place with the golden pyramid, but still taking your time with the mirror to really get clear about discovering something more about yourself or about your path, and it becomes clearer for you. And with this opening of discovery, recognizing and realizing what you might have discovered differently about yourself or your path, having had this golden pyramid journey. If you'd like to ask questions of the friendly attendant who's still with you, you can. for more may be revealed to you that's important. So take a few more moments. Ask questions. Receive answers. And come to embrace this fact that out of any given situation, more good is flowing. And that you're beginning to feel and connect even more with the goodness of the positive energy that flows all around and all through. And knowing deep within that you are secure. And just then, as though by some wave of the wand, you're back in your own very special place, gone from the distance of the Mirror of Discovery and the Golden Pyramid, and back in that friendly, you know the place that's just for you, that you have known all this time. And it's sort of like you're accumulating more information from this experience and finding that you're resonating to something that comes to you more clearly now. And perhaps more, even more, is on its way to you. And it's right here that you begin to know, with a sense of calmly, comfortably re-entering this time and space and place, feeling much better for having the Golden Pyramid experience, and the positives remaining long-lasting now, as we reinforce the strength of it, we do it at zero. And we bring back the good, the positive, and the true of this experience now at one, with that deep cleansing breath in and release. Two, realizing where you've placed yourself, the room you're in. Three, a wonderful sense of well-being, being very, very comfortable. Four, more alert and awake. And now five, eyes open, wide awake and alert. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Eyes open, wide awake and alert.